This Korean skating sensation has long expressed a desire to use a public role to share the light of Christ by witnessing to a Catholic faith in international competitions and performances. Sharing the rosary and praying publicly before she steps onto the ice are just some of the things that South Korea's Yuna Kim does to witness to the faith. Born 5th September 1990 in the city of Bucheon, Gyeonggi, Kim began skating at the age of 5. At age 11, Kim won the first international tournament for children. At age 12, she became the youngest winner of the adult championship in South Korea. And the same year, she won a second international tournament. Over the years, Kim continued to excel in the sport of figure skating. In 2010, Kim Yoon was among the 10 highest paid athletes of the world, rated by Forbes magazine. She took 5th place ranking with a revenue of 9.7 million. Kim was chosen as the final torchbearer to light the Olympic cauldron for the 2018 Winter Olympic Games. In a home country of South Korea, Kim is regarded as one of the most famous celebrities, particularly after winning the 2010 Olympics in ladies freestyle with a record-breaking score. Arguably, one of the best in the history of modern figure skating, Kim holds world record scores in the ladies skating short program and combined score, and she has broken world record scores 11 times to date. For the 2014 Olympics, Kim competed in the ladies freestyle skate. However, in addition to using her celebrity in documentaries and ad campaigns for cosmetics, clothing, and electronics, Kim's renown has served as an opportunity for the skating star to share her Catholic faith. After making the sign of the cross as she stepped onto the ice to win gold in the 2010 Vancouver Games with a record-breaking score, Kim teamed up with Korean bishops for a national rosary campaign. Kim was seen wearing a rosary ring, which her fans had previously mistaken for an engagement ring, during a silver medal performance at the 2014 Sochi Games. The Olympian converted to the Catholic faith alongside a mother in 2008, after they came in contact with local nuns and Catholic organizations through a personal physician, also a Catholic, who was treating her for knee injuries. At her baptism, Kim took the name Stella after Mary, Star of the Sea, and told a diocesan paper that during the baptismal rite, she felt an enormous consolation in her heart and promised God to continue to pray always, especially before competitions. Kim has also been active in using her position as an opportunity for charitable works, volunteering, and donating funds to Catholic hospitals, universities, and other charitable organizations, and working alongside the Catholic bishops in Korea as a spokeswoman for Catholic charities in Seoul. In 2012, Kim also donated hundreds of thousands of dollars to the Salesians of Don Bosco to help support the missionary brothers in South Sudan and to establish Catholic schools throughout the war-torn country. She told Korean press that while visiting Africa in 2011, she felt the need to help our children there and wanted to offer what little support she could to those in Africa. Yuna Kim is a role model not only of dedication and athleticism, but also an example of how to live the faith publicly, a fan says. A seminarian for the Archdiocese of Detroit and blog writer Evan Farm told Catholic News Agency that he was struck by Kim's simple act of praying on ice during the 2010 Olympics in Vancouver. He said that he was inspired when he and his family saw a clip of her doing the sign of the cross and bowing her head immediately before competing in the finals for the ladies' skating title, which she won. Seeing this inspired him to be more open with sharing his own beliefs. He explained that, growing up, he was very anxious about his faith, especially praying in public. He didn't want others to think that he was strange, adding that, in some ways, publicly expressing one's belief is basically painting a target on your forehead for negative comments, jokes, and even persecution. But when he saw Kim praying on the ice, however, his fear was challenged. Yuna Kim taught him about the chances we have of manifesting the Catholic faith to the public. Now, Pham said, he is much more open to praying in public and sharing his faith with strangers, including on his blog. But the skating star's example still comes back to him. Pham said that Kim is often in his prayers and has inspired him to take the time to pray for other public figures who have so much potential to do good.